J-J-H-I.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's J-J-H-I Radio. Tonight, a guest and your calls. And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Oh, yes. Thank you, George Lowe. It is JJHI Radio, Wednesday, April 5th, 9 o'clock at night, 9:01 to be exact here, Central Time in Houston, Texas. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure what's about to happen this evening, and Jerry has once again not done his job. I have not received any of my little blue cards. So it's anybody's game tonight. You know what I mean? 210-888-9198. It is the number to call. It always is. You should have it in your phone now. At this point. We will be having a discussion with, I suppose, someone here. So I hope you stay tuned. I hope you listen to what they have to say. I hope you call in. 210-888-9198. Call at 9:30. We'll be right back.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
You're listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
Fellas, yeah. Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's. Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at a half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
I'm thankful for 23andMe because now I know who my dad is.
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC Jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Banger Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
Hello, you're listening to JJHI
Radio.
DJ HI Radio.
Hi, this is David Brown, the science pronoun, because science knows no gender. Did you know that your body is 80% water? What if you could get to 100% water and live an aqueous lifestyle? Just start drinking more water. This has been a Science Fact with David Brown, the science pronoun.
It's JJH on radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Thank you, Twerkatron. We're live here on JJHI Radio. Time for some of my thoughts. I haven't been sleeping very well, folks. Just turned 39 yesterday. I'm irritable. My dong doesn't seem to get as hard as it once was. I'm looking a little soggy around the midsection. Something's missing. What do you think it is, America? You know, when you get like this, you wonder what's wrong. What did you do wrong? Am I eating a little too much pizza at night? Am I not shitting enough? Am I drinking too heavily? Am I using too many narcotics? Am I not using enough narcotics? I just don't know anymore. I wish someone would call up on this program and have a discussion with me about what I could be doing better to improve my position, my erection, my midsection, and my overall disposition on life. Oh, looks like we have a call. Welcome to JJHI Radio. Who is this?
Well, hello, Jeffrey. How are you?
Hello, and how are you? I'm great.
I'm doing very well.
You're doing well.
Glad to meet you.
That's great. Wonderful. Who is this?
Excuse me. This is your friend, Vlad. Been on the show before, you know, the doctor who helps with his women's issues, things like that.
Hang on a minute.
Jerry. Who is this? Oh, we've had him on. How do I pronounce it? Dimpale Impaler. Dr. Impaler? Fuck, you are worthless.
He's worthless. Dr. Impaler, correct?
Well, no, it was Dimpale, but it's okay.
I'm so sorry. Vlad Dimpale. Dr. Vlad Dimpale joining us on the program this evening. Doc, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm sure you are glad to be here. Oh, Dr. Impale. I got to tell you, I'm not sure if you caught all that there just a few minutes ago, but I'm having problems. I don't know what they're due to. I'm not sleeping. I'm not feeling like myself. And I know that, you know, some of our previous episodes, we had talked about, you know, women and what to do around the other gender and ways to improve, what to expect. But golly, I'm 39. I'm dragging ass. You know what I mean? Do you have any ideas on this?
Well, usually around this age, this happens to men, you know, and a lot of times it equates to low testosterone in your body.
Wait a minute. Low what?
Testosterone. You know, like the stuff that makes you a man. Strong like bull, you know?
Okay. Just looking this up here. Testosterone, a hormone secreted by various glands in the male body, associated with producing large amounts of leadership, and let's see, semen also. Yeah, I know. I could be suffering from a loss of this. What usually causes this?
Well, it depends. Like, you know, if probably too many donuts, you get a little doughy.
Check.
You're not exercising.
Check.
And age. Let me ask a couple of questions. Like,
fire away.
Have you? You said you're getting a little soft around the belly.
Yeah, I'm a little soft around the midsection. I'm growing out, not growing in density. Bit of a problem there. You know, I'm having trouble finding the right fit and clothes. Yeah, it sucks.
So you're finding that you're growing more wide than tall, and you know, you're getting wider than taller, essentially.
Yeah, definitely. I find that the dong has recessed inside of my pelvis, and I just. I'm not quite sure how to, you know, what the way out is. You know what I mean?
Well, that term happens, and the women like to make fun of men. That happens too. They call that a dicky do.
A dicky do.
That's correct.
And what's the reasoning behind that? There must be some kind of clever explanation there for a dicky do.
That's correct. They say that your stomach sticks out further than their dicky do.
I gotta tell you, you know what? These damn women and their bullshit. You know what? Thank God, men are going out there trying to take the place of women. Someone's got to do it because they are all out of ideas, Vlad. I mean,
well,
I see what Bud Light's doing. They can't get women to go to work, for God's sake. They're too busy on OnlyFans and TikTok. They're too busy jumping out of cars and dancing around and doing that kind of stuff, when really there needs to be some work done in this country. And for them to sit there and talk about me and refer to me as Dickie Do, that's not helpful. It's not helpful, Dr. Impale.
Well, there are plenty of jobs for women. I mean, I have two that clean my house. I have one that was imported in, and she's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then one, she's friends with my girlfriend. And,
great.
You know, she comes over, and they clean my house together, and sometimes in precarious positions and things like that. I pay extra for that, and
that's
it's quite enjoyable.
Yeah, it's a team effort. That's very good.
Of course. I mean, so, you've never literally lived until you've had two to three ladies on you at one time. Have you?
Certainly not cleaning my house, no. And certainly not in the condition I'm in right now.
Exactly. Just cleaning house. No, nothing else. So
right.
It's a wonderful thing.
Just opening up those closets and cabinets, you know, getting deep in there with the digits. Sweeping out all the dust, you know, oiling things up properly so that they shine, they impress the neighbors when they're over. Yeah, those types of things. But how am I going to get out of the dicky do situation and get back to a hunky 40 here?
Well, let me ask. It sounds like exercise will be a minimal, or. You are to hit the gym and get back to the weights in early 20s, Jeff.
Yeah, we can do that. It's not out of the question. It's just I need a kickstart. You know what I mean? I got to have something that helps sustain that.
Understand. Well, you know, there is a very I mentioned in the past, I do have discount plastic surgery. That's an option for you. If that's a little too invasive, we also have the testosterone replacement therapy.
Sorry, testosterone replacement therapy. So
that's correct. We're also called TRT.
Okay, TRT. That's easier to remember. Sure.
Yes,
so you take some testosterone you get from somewhere else and you put it back in me. How is that usually? How's that done? How do you get it in there?
Well, you take syringe and you know, inject it in certain parts of the body, and it flows through and it energizes you and gives you those replacement hormones that you're missing, which, you know, some of the symptoms you describe. Also, in addition to low libido, have you had a really, really a need for a deep asshole scratch?
Yes, I find that I'm constantly itching my ass.
I mean, like a really deep asshole scratch, though, constantly.
Well, I don't really get in that deep to it. It's, you know, occasionally a little wash up in the shower, but good. Yeah, I'm not like sticking the finger through the shorts or anything like that, you know.
Well, usually, like, when you have that burning sensation that causes the scratching and the deep asshole, you know, scratch, when you get there and you feel like you need to get digital, that is a telltale sign that you have low testosterone.
I see. Actually, so, hang on, wait a minute. Just got an itch here. Ooh. Yep.
Don't smother your finger.
Nope. Yep. All right. Well, check that box twice. There you go. guess.
I can tell you had enjoyed that from here.
Well, it's something that just has to be done, right, folks? So it sounds like I need some help. So what do I do next?
Well, I just wanted to finish telling you and sharing with you how we generate said TRT and then how it can help make you strong again.
Right, yeah. So it's a syringe and you jam it into some body part, correct? What body part typically do you use?
Well, typically we suggest putting it into the anus, or sorry, the butt cheek, and doing it that way, because that's usually the fattiest part of someone, but it can go just about anywhere.
Yeah, okay. So I could start with a butt cheek, see how it goes, and then maybe proceed to the pectorals, perhaps the actual cheeks, the eyelids, maybe?
I would stay away from orbital areas. I mean, between the toes is a good area as well.
Okay.
Especially if you have past experience with needles and veins, that's a good spot to mainline.
Little channel to stick in, yep.
So, yeah, I would suggest coming down to our clinic and allowing us to, you know, introduce you to TRT, maybe give you your first shot and help you understand how that can help you. And typically, well, with about, you know, a month to 6 weeks, you'll see better results. And I think that would cure your some of your small penis problem and your, you know, deep.
Hang on a minute. It's not a small problem. It's a problem of recession, just like this damn economy, right? It's not a matter of it being a small thing. It's a matter of it just not being visible the way it should have been, you know, when I was 17.
Understand. Like, I get it. It looks like acorn placed in that area. I understand.
Yeah, it's something like that. So, yeah, but I appreciate that. Thank you. So, let's talk about the results, okay? We get on a program, I would imagine, like you had said, it's a 30-day trial program. And after that 30 days, what would we measure in terms of success?
Well, one of the things that we look at is your BMI, right? That stands for Body Mass Index. And one of my assistants, very beautiful woman back from Mother Russia, she will also take measurements of your penis, and then also we take a gauge of how smelly your asshole is.
Okay, let's talk about the tools used to measure all those different points. So, with BMI, how do you typically measure that?
But it's typically done through weights, through a tape measure, and this one goes beyond 3 inches that you're probably not familiar with. And then also we have tools that you hang on to, and it sends little zaps through your body, not like Thetan meter or anything weird like that, but it also, between those three, we come up with formula, and we give you your BMI.
Okay, so are we looking at kind of a bell curve, you know, in terms of how well the therapy has ultimately impacted, or how do you look at, what kind of reports do I get as a result of the full suite there afterwards?
Well, what will happen is periodically we'll have you come in and we retake measurement, and then you will get a report, and based off a percentage of improvement, we can see that you're tracking properly, and then also make decision if you stay on TRT, you get off TRT, or what kind of regimen you should be on for it.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break here on JJHI Radio. We're here with Dr. Vlad Dimpale talking about TRT and Synergy, his TRT clinics here in the Houston area. If you've got a question for Dr. Vlad, 210-888-9198. We'll open the phones here shortly. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Vlad. Stay with us.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that. Oh.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more cheese than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Hello, friends. Do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Crane's Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Thank you, Twerkatron. And we are back with Dr. Vlad Dimpale. Thanks for staying with us, folks. JJHeadInterest.com. You're listening live now, perhaps. You can also find us on Spotify. Search for JJHI Radio. If you want it on demand, you don't subscribe to all this horse shit out there, you can always go to JJHeadInterest.com. Scroll down to the bottom. Says that little phrase says, I want my damn podcast now. You can click on that, and there it is. 24/7, anytime you want it. Absolutely complimentary. What is not complimentary is improvement to your health. You have got to work hard. You might have to spend some money. And where else would you spend money than Synergy Testosterone Replacement Clinic? The answer to that is I don't know, because I wouldn't waste my time anywhere else. And we're going to get something started right now with Dr. Vlad. Vlad, you're still with us, correct?
Yes, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Glad to be here indeed. 210-888-9198, the number to call if you have questions for Dr. Impale. We were talking about the process, the measurables, the key performance indicators here for testosterone replacement therapy, measuring body mass index, tape measure, and scale, I think. And then you also have a Russian female kind of play around with your genitals to kind of see whether or not they've grown, both flaccid and hard, I would imagine. Correct?
I wouldn't call it that. She's an assistant, and she helps, you know, stimulate certain things to get things going, and to also help measure certain areas. So I would call her a tool, a medical tool.
That's fair. Females can often be referred to as that in various countries. Not unusual. So does she utilize a metric system of measurement, or does she go by the American standard inches and yards as well as feet?
No, she uses the imperial method. You know, she's coming over. She goes through rigorous training, and if she doesn't, we beat her with stick. So she has learned the imperial measurement or the U.S. standard. So she's in line now. Again, she does not want the stick.
That's fair. I would imagine that's appreciated, too. Why have to relearn something, you know, in order to measure the size of your genitals? I mean, no one's going to go for that, right?
Well, correct. I mean, she's an expert, and we trust that she knows what she's doing. And even the sight of her helps people plump up. So they usually have good results even without any therapy, but the therapy certainly helps. And certainly she helps in the process.
I see. What do you recommend in terms of diet when you're on testosterone replacement therapy? Certain things to avoid, certain things to encourage, maybe consume more?
Well, you can never have enough vodka. Vodka as much as possible. Vodka.
Oh, vodka.
Russian vodka.
Vodka, the liquor. Okay, so you drink a fair amount of vodka. What is appropriate in terms of both frequency and measurement?
Well, I mean, you'll have at least 5 shots between the hours of 9 and 9:05, and then you do another 5 shots between 12:02 to 12:34. And then you'll do at least 7 shots in the evening to help you go to bed. So if you do 17 shots a day, that'll help keep things flowing and help, again, strengthen you up and create a good avenue for that extra testosterone to flow through you and you feel like such a man.
I see. Do you recommend donating blood regularly after testosterone therapy? I know it does thicken things up considerably.
Probably not. I'm not a fan of donation blood or platelets, things like that. But I mean, I would not recommend while doing that, and especially with the vodka, probably not good combination. But I would suggest donating semen. Not only can you make extra money, but it also is more potent whenever you're on TRT and vodka.
Now you're gonna need to blow that out, I would imagine, to make room for all the new guys coming in. Correct?
Of course.
Very good. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. The line is open. You can call 210-888-9198. If you have questions for Vlad, perhaps you've been to Synergy TRT. You've been on the plan. You'd like to say a few words about it. We'd appreciate some testimonials. Give me some confidence here, folks, to make the right decision. We appreciate that here on JJHI Radio. Dr. Impale, so if I make the decision to take a syringe, fill it full of that greasy testosterone oil, jam it into my butt cheek, and push the plunger, how do I know what I'm putting in there is real?
It's very real. It's made from the finest ingredients from here, locally grown people. So it's good stuff. It's we check it. It's it's also synthesized. It's you know, it's again homegrown and you know, recycled. It's all American made. So yeah.
American made and homegrown. How does one grow testosterone?
Well, it's actually taken from people who have expired. And we have many of arrangements with senior living facilities or retirement communities. Mm-hmm. And what happens is once they've expired, we take samples from them, and we also enhance the said samples, and therefore we have plenty of supply for TRT.
Expired people. So is this is kind of like Jurassic Park, where you take, you know, a certain sequence of what I perceive as a donor organism, and then you add in a little bit of extra information, and then you somehow produce that in volume. Correct? You have some kind of like duplication device, or a, you know, photocopier, or what?
Well, essentially, like this is what we call synthesization. So we synthesize the sample and make enhancements to it, and from there we can mass produce, and then, you know, provide to our clinics, you know, the best TRT, you know, that someone can offer.
And you mentioned senior living communities, retirement communities. So this is something where you go into a home where someone's there, and you ask their permission, and then I would imagine you actually take a sample from their genitals, or how does that work? How do they agree to that?
Well, there is a process where we send, you know, our assistants in, and they do take samples. And what happens is, as they are getting close to expiration, there is a strict diet and strict regimen and medicine regimen they go on to. And from there, once they expire, they have signed rights to us to take said specimens and grow them beyond.
It's a part of their lease agreement, correct?
It's, in a sense, through NDAs and special agreements between us and the senior living facilities and the people within them who are deemed worthy of said treatment.
Okay, so there's an eligibility process, there's a screening, and you utilize your tools, your Russian mail order women, to go in there and aid in extracting permission, as well as the final product.
That's correct. They go in there and they use the rubber glove, and they, you know, go in there and take care of said patient, make sure that they do the sampling. And then from there, once qualified, then we make agreements with said elder person, elder male. And then from there, they go on strict diet and strict medicinal regimen. And from once they expire, yes, things are extracted and then used in lab to expand.
Sounds like a win-win.
I mean, I've never had an unhappy customer from donation and or receiver of said, you know, special samples.
All right. So you've gone through these various retirement communities. You've gotten the consent, and they're all the right ways. You've got your samples, and then you then synthesize it further in labs here in Houston, correct? Or are they sent out?
That's correct. We actually have unmarked vans that move around, and because it is a very hot commodity on the street, so we actually have to have mobile labs that move around, and they synthesize and replicate said medicine to distribute.
I see. Looks like we've got a caller here on JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program, sir. You're on with Dr. Impale.
Hey, Dr. Impale. Hey, JJ, it's Dick.
Dick Stiffens has joined us. So welcome back to the program, Dick. Good to hear from you here with Dr. Impale. Do you have a question for him? Or?
Yeah, I just heard that Dr. Impale had some new TRT business going on, and it got me thinking a little bit that, you know, this might be a good business opportunity for Boof Mobile to link up with a testosterone supplier. It's something we've been wanting to get into for a little while, but if you know anything about Boof Mobile, I think it makes sense. What do you guys think?
Could be.
Well, I'm a avid boofer, so I would love the idea of some synergy between us and partnering up. But I did have one question. TRT can make it easy to reproduce, so it makes it your libido, you know, hard and strong. So I think, as being an avid boofer, some of the commercials talk about never being able to produce again. Would that be conflict for you, Dick?
That's a good question, but no, I don't think that it'd be a conflict, just because that could really fill a gap in our client market, you know, and we've really been pushing the whole testosterone and, you know, we just signed up Sammy Sosa. You remember Sammy from the steroid, the home run hitter Sammy Sosa, the steroid era?
Sure.
Remember the guy? Yeah, he hit something like 50 home runs in a day. He's on board. Mr. Impale, let me ask you this. What?
Doctor. Doctor Impale. Doctor.
Oh, excuse me.
Jackass.
Dr. Impale. What cell phone carrier do you currently have?
Oh, we are avid boofers. Like it's we love being boofers.
You're on Boof. You've already signed up with Boof.
Absolutely. Have been long term.
Great. Great. That's a great start. So how are you liking it?
It's great. I love the 12G. It's really important. And I actually draw synergy between, you know, a rush in the signal, and also a rush from what we provide people as well. So I could see a great collaborative campaign.
Sure, sure. Hey, we've got a new promotion going on. When you sign up with Boof, you get a free subscription to Tinder Gold for a full year. Were you able to participate in that, Dr. Impale?
Well, I think so. We can certainly package that in and maybe offer free visits for someone if they're interested.
It's already packaged in. It's a new offer. I was just asking if you were able to get in on that. If not, I was going to throw it out there. I want to make sure you're getting the most out of Boof Mobile.
Well, let's talk offline, because I'm not sure my three girlfriends would appreciate, you know, me having dirty laundry. That's correct.
If you're on Boof, you're going to have at least 30, bud.
Then I want VIP package. Let's talk about that.
You got it.
So Mr. Stephens, what can I do to help you? You're being so generous, and I appreciate that.
Well, not going to lie, my pee has fallen a little bit in my recent years. I won't share my age on the air, but I am a man of a certain age, and I was wondering if maybe we could work out some kind of deal. TRT for Tinder. How does that sound?
Absolutely, and I'll throw in one of our assistants. She's a great tool.
I can have her come by a certain time and take samples from you using her rubber gloves. Happy to do it. No problem. Done.
I'm just looking here on your website. You have several options. You've got Inga, who's Eastern German, interestingly enough. But you also have Svetlana from St. Petersburg. Dick, I'm going to tell you, Svetlana looks like a fit for you.
Yeah. Perfect.
Now,
sign me up, baby.
Yeah, my thought is here, you know, Boof Mobile talks about you're never going to reproduce, and that's more to tout the power of the 12G network more than anything else. But it sounds to me like Synergy TRT mixed with Boof Mobile will help the potential of you reproducing, but more importantly, it's about size and it's about getting your confidence back. And seeing Boof Mobile and Synergy TRT together, locking arms, locking genitals, puffing up those balls, I think it's going to be a good fit for any woman looking for that type of thing. Don't you?
I do. We may have to revisit our slogan a little bit. Maybe go with you're certainly going to reproduce, or you've got a better chance at reproducing at least.
Yeah. Boof Mobile. Like, good luck reproducing.
How about you're definitely going to reproduce? Just food for thought, you know.
Boof Mobile.
I like that confidence. I'm feeling more confident already.
Yeah, Boof Mobile.
Well,
more DNA all over her face.
Oh, it's great. This is a great frotting session between us. I love it.
No. Dick, if you were going to take TRT to the next level, where would you jam that needle?
Well, what are my options? Is there an optimal portion of the body to jam TRT? I've never taken TRT before. Maybe you can enlighten me, this doctor.
Well, it can be injected in any area that you think would be good. I suggested between the toes earlier because it's quicker access. You know, in your arm, I would stay away from eyeball. That's not a good place. Or in your buttocks is a good spot as well. And then there is one area in the groin that's not bad that you can inject into as well. There's lots of nice areas as long as it has access to a vein, and quick access will get it into your body and get you going very quickly.
So you shoot the testosterone oil directly into the vein, not intramuscular.
That's correct.
That is very different from typical testosterone replacement therapy that I've read about.
Yeah, it sounds more like intravenous street drugs.
It's very progressive, I think.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, our whole method of producing and implementing, and our whole approach to the topic is very, some say controversial. I think it's very progressive, and taking the movement in another direction that people have never seen before. And our results are definitely, showing because of this.
Mm-hmm. Dick, where is the fattiest part of your body?
That's hard to tell, JJ. I am just 2% body fat, but I might have a little bit just on my upper abdominal area. I'll have to check.
How about the gooch? If you pinch the gooch there while you're in the Pontiac, I know you're driving the Trans Am back. If you reach down there and you pinch the gooch, do you have some fat to work with there?
Yeah, I think there's enough here at least to get a quick injection. But, you know, who, again, who's performing this? Is Svetlana or Inga was her name, or who?
Who'd you recommend there, Dr. Impale?
I'd suggest Svetlana. She's number one best girl, best tool we have in office.
Knows her way around the gooch.
Oh, completely. She's like gooch specialist.
Very professional.
Yeah, and what are her medical qualifications, if I may ask? Out of curiosity.
Well, she was
properly trained.
She was plucked as child. No, she was plucked as child from St. Petersburg streets and brought over after she worked with her hands. She sewed many clothes and shoes and shaved potatoes. But we brought her over years ago and brought her under our wing, and then she worked in our home for years, and then we put her through proper school where she was doing lots of different medical studies, and now she's professional, and she's very good with her hands.
Okay, that sounds like a PR crisis waiting to happen.
I'm not sure that we can advocate
for any trafficked humans.
No, she's my goddaughter. There's papers. There's no issues there.
Oh, okay, all right. Just making sure.
No, it brought out of a dangerous situation and put into a far more friendly and professional situation, I would imagine.
Sure. Hey, let me run this idea past you, Doctor. How would you feel about teaming up with a joint clinic cell phone provider store? Does that sound appealing to you? You could have the cell phone in the front, clinic in the back, kind of an all-in-one progressive package.
Well, you know what I think would be a good idea is when our medical consultants speak with people, I think that we can also present, you know, prepaid packages, things like that. So I think we could make something happen, and I would love the idea, and we can make suggestion. I think great idea.
I'm talking about a store, like a boots on the ground, grassroots operation. We'll get them in all the strip malls and regular malls and anywhere that you might find a cell phone or TRT clinic. What do you say?
I think I'm down with that. I think it would be great synergy. We just need some areas where someone can undress, and I think we would be fine.
Great. That sounds like a done deal, an area we can address. JJ, you got any room at your studio for the time being? Maybe we could just set up a quick, you know, just so we get things going here. I know you've got a rather large studio there.
Yes.
Outside of Houston.
Yeah, I'll have to talk with Jan at in HR. I don't know if she wants to just go full bore there. We'll find out though. We can look into it.
Well, definitely. Why don't we do trial? Right, we offer free promo, and we set up something in lobby, and we can do like promo day. And if it seems to have good resonation, why don't we look at making it permanent? Maybe that will help your case.
We can look into it, no doubt about it. Testosterone screenings, grab them by the balls in the lobby. Come on up to the studio, get to meet everybody, and have Svetlana there take a gander. I think that's not a bad deal. Are there any franchising opportunities currently with these the Synergy TRT across Houston?
Absolutely, we have franchise opportunities. Yeah. Well, like for smaller clinics, we like to call them grab and goes. So yeah, there's opportunities to own part of our grab and goes.
Grab and goes. So it's kind of a in between a convenience store and a full blown urology clinic.
Basically, well, it's simple in and out. Go in, you know, have your stuff taken care of, and get out very quickly.
Grab, jab, and go with Synergy TRT. Sounds wonderful. Dick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to this new business venture.
Wonderful. Boof Mobile and Synergy TRT, a match made in your nutsack. I'm JJ Head. We'll be right back with more JJHI Radio.
Because Krang's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boof Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Text some decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boof Mobile, bro.
You're gonna reproduce.
You'll never reproduce.
You're gonna reproduce.
You're gonna reproduce.
Folks, first, we've got lot number 69. We've got this double-sided dildo going. $150 where? We got $150 bid now, $175. Now $175. Anybody want to go $175? Now $200. $200 now. Now $225. $225. $225. Anybody want to go $225? Now $250. $250 now. $275. $555. $275. $55.
Please, if anyone is out there, can reach deep down in their gut and find that turd that they can sacrifice to save old Dick Stiffen's life, I would be forever grateful.
You're looking for alternate means of entertainment? You want to get spanked? Come get spanked to Spankies. You want to wear Spanks? Come buy those and wear them at Spankies. You want to spank off? Come spank off at Spankies. You want to wear Spanktravision? Come wear the Spanktravision at Spankies. The only place to where you can wear Spanks while getting spanked, while spanking off, while wearing Spanktravision. Come on down to 6969 Montrose and come to Spankies, your favorite Christian bookstore.
It's
JJHI Radio, and now your host, JJ Head.
Goodness, quite the commercial break here. Back on the program with Dr. Vlad Impale. Had a great phone call here from Dick Stiffens joining us. Finding some synergy between Synergy TRT and Boof Mobile. Perhaps you will reproduce. Right, Dr. Impale?
Absolutely. That's part of what we do.
Got a few minutes here left. I just thought I'd ask if you've got any other things there on the horizon we can look forward to. Just looking ahead of what Synergy is and what it might become.
Good question. I do see us expanding this opportunity that Mr. Stiffens presented to us. I think it's a good opportunity. Gives me lots of things to think about. Additionally, we've been toying around with the idea. Keep in mind, remember, I also own a discounted plastic surgery area. So we've been looking at incorporating portions of this along with Synergy TRT. So it's a lot of things to consider. Something I should mention is we are coming out with our own wellness brand and supplements. So along with the treatment, with the shots,
We also will have medicine and or vitamins that can help you along with. So you can get those at our website. Those are available now.
Available now. Fantastic. Synergy TRT's Dr. Vlad Impale here on JJHI Radio. Well, folks, we've appreciated your tuning in this evening. Hope you'll find us on Spotify, JJHI Radio. You can move over there to jjheadinterest.com on your browser. If you're not there already, you can listen to any episode you'd like by scrolling down to the bottom and clicking, I want my damn podcast, give it to me now. We'll give it to you now. Thank you, Dr. Vlad, for joining us this evening. We look forward to the next one. Is he still there?
Sorry, Jeffrey. Thank you. Really appreciate the time. And always, Vlad, to be part of the show. Thank you.
Tell Svetlana we appreciate the picks. We'll share those later.
Not a problem. She's happy to do so.
Love it. Thank you. Dr. Vlad Impale, I'm JJ Head. This has been JJHI Radio. Good night.